Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, May 27th. I'm Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. We're going to take a look at the late pick four at Churchill Downs for Saturday. It includes the Kirtana Stakes, race 10, third leg of that late pick four. So, Jim, we'll start by looking at that race. It's fillies and mares four and up at a mile and a half on the turf course. Who do you like?
I like a lot of them in here. I think this is a really nice stakes race, and their stakes races at Churchill. It's ironic because this is a $225,000 listed stakes, and they were running those for $100,000 on Pimlico Day. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but and their grade threes were even like 140 or something like that. So this is a really good field that showed up for this. It could be a grade three instead of a listed stakes. I went with Miss Yearwood here for Ian Wilkes and Landeros, coming out of a really good race at Keeneland. I mean, they hadn't stretched this filly out until the last two races. She didn't run well in the Orchid, probably too much to bite off down there in a grade three. But then she came back and run an allowance race at Keeneland by three and a quarter lengths and at a mile and a half, attended a pedestrian pace. It was 116 three quarters, and she actually closed into that. So I think that they found what she likes here a little bit later in her career as a four-year-old. They didn't try her as a three-year-old. Maybe there aren't many long stakes races for the three-year-olds, but I just think she's found her niche here. And even though the numbers aren't outstanding, she did run a 91 back at a mile and three-eighths at the end of her three-year-old year when she won an allowance race, almost won the Oaks Invitational at Aqueduct, got beat by a length and a quarter. So I'm going to take Miss Yearwood on top here. I don't think she's a slam dunk by any stretch. I'm going to use Quality Star for Paulo Lobo and Joe Talamo, one of my favorite combinations. Paulo gets all these horses ready. This horse is moving in the right direction. Her first time out at Keeneland, she won at a mile and eighth. They're stretching her out to a mile and a half for the first time. Lovely Princess for Kenny McPeak. Obviously got to use his young fillies. And she is also coming off a win in allowance race at Keeneland at a mile and an eighth. And then Sparkle Blue for Graham Motion and Vincent Chaminot, one of my favorite jockeys who I cast a nice little ticket on Pimlico Day. And he doesn't ride for Graham very much. It's only his second mount. But I think that people are understanding this guy can ride on the turf. And this filly, dropping in class out of the grade three Modesty at Churchill, has grade one placing last year in the American Oaks at Santa Anita. And first time in a mile and a half for this filly as well. But I think those four would try to get me through this third leg of the pick four. You can make a case for a couple others by Burnham in particular for Kelsey Danner on the outside coming out of the same race, the Orchid at Gulfstream, dropping back in class. But I'm going to stick with those four.
I ended up with Miss Yearwood on top, too. I thought that race at Keeneland was very impressive. That was a really slow pace. He was dead last turning for home and had a huge late kick and won off by several links. So I think it's a case of this was a filly they were really high on early, but I think they've come to find over time that she's best on the grass going long. I think this is finally her, you know, right in her wheelhouse. She was third in a grade three last fall at a mile and three-eighths at Aqueduct. So since Wilkes has put her into these kinds of spots, she's really doing well, and I think she could be poised to really be a factor in some bigger races like this one. This one, you know, if she does well here, then it's a graded company next time out. And the Wilkes barn's been hot since the start of the Keeneland meet. So I like Miss Yearwood too, hoping to get a little bit of a price at least, because I think a lot of the money may go to Sparkle Blue with all those graded races on her resume. I think she's probably the one to beat. Graham Motion's always tough in these turf marathons. This horse was third in a grade one last year, making her second start off a layoff. So I think one of those two is the likely winner. Talbaya, I thought, ran well against White Frost, and so that is a strong line on the past performances. Lovely Princess for McPeak had a nice win at the 2X level at Keeneland, and beat a stakes caliber horse that day. So I think she's got some quality about her, but I'm like you. I like Miss Yearwood on top. The pick four starts in race eight. It's an allowance optional claimer, essentially non-winners of three other than or $100,000 claiming price. Three-year-olds and up, flat mile, I like Kapuna a lot in here. That 99 buyer and the Knicks go on the Derby Day card against Zozos, a nice horse. Kapuna's run well at Churchill. Seven top two finishes from just 11 starts. So I think Kapuna looks awfully tough in this spot. Perfect Flight intrigues me a little bit with Peter Miller. He picks his spots well, it seems like, when he sends a horse in. Horse is one for one at Churchill, and I think could be a little sneaky in there. Three Technique was third in the Kapuna race behind Zozos and Kapuna, but was a distant third, but has run well at Churchill. And when Major Fed, two of his three lifetime wins have come at Churchill, and he shows a bullet work on May 11th coming off a break for the Foley Barn. They know what to do with a good horse, so that's another one I would consider in there. But I like Kapuna on top a lot. How about you?
My first time through with these four races, I singled Kapuna, but I wound up with like a $16 ticket. So I went back, and if you want to do that, that's fine. I think he's the most likely winner here. He sandwiched the 99 and 98 buyer on the dirt. Sandwiched in between was a kind of a not great effort on the turf. They brought him back to the dirt. He shows up with a 99 in the next go here on Derby week. So I think Kapuna is a logical single here, but I wound up going ahead and using three other horses in the pick four just to make it a little more competitive or a little fill out the ticket a little better. Santos Dumont was my second choice for Chris Hartman just because it's Chris Hartman. He has not started the Churchill race, Churchill meet, like he was at Keeneland and especially at Oaklawn and Fairgrounds. He's only won for his first 15, but he gets his go-to rider here for Santos Dumont. And if you go back in the Oaklawn races, he had a 92 buyer. And coming off a long layoff, hadn't been out since July, but Chris is 36% with plus 180-day layoffs. That's an outstanding percentage. So he lays them off and brings them back in the spring, and they run well. So Chris Hartman and Santos Dumont would be my second choice. I think I only use three horses in here. I use Three Technique. And the only reason I picked this one out, Jason Cook is not a very well-known trainer, but this horse had a 102 buyer his last time or last year at Churchill on 4th of July. So a 102 buyer blows this field away. He hasn't come back to that since then, but he had a 90 in the next go, and maybe he moves forward his third time off the layoff. So going to go with those three in the pick four, but Kapuna is a strong favorite in this race.
The ninth race is also an allowance optional claimer. This one, the one other than level or 100,000 claiming. It's three-year-old fillies going six furlongs. And who do you like in here?
I didn't have a good feeling about this race. I'm taking four of them. I think my top pick is probably Fogo Island for Paulo Lobo. This horse won first time out at Turfway, and I've learned the hard way, the expensive way, and during the Keeneland meet, do not throw out Turfway horses coming here in good form. So I don't think they expected this horse to win first time out, even though she got a lot of money. She went off at 4-1, so she won fairly easily, and the horse that ran third came back and won. Vigorous Hand Urging, so it didn't have to hit her, so I think she's got a reason to improve here, and Paulo Lobo is one of my favorite trainers. So Fogo Island is my pick. I'm going to use Zapple for Tyler Gaffleone. They took this filly to the debutante at Ellis Park off an impressive maiden win and then brought her back in May at an optional $50,000 level at Turfway and ran second, so another horse coming from Turfway Park. Alva Star for Brett Brinkman. A really good trainer who doesn't have a lot of horses in Kentucky, but Mitchell Merle takes him out, coming off a fairly impressive second-place finish at Oaklawn, moved up to a 79 buyer. And then I'm going to use Jersey Pearl on the outside for Darren Miller, another Turfway shipper, and Louis Saez takes him out, big move up from Abel Escano. So I'm going to use 2, 4, 6, 8 here. Going to use half of them or almost half of them and hope to get through this leg.
Yeah, I kind of look at this one similar to you in terms of no real strong opinion. I took Irvadine on top. Won first time out at the fairgrounds. Dallas Stewart's not a guy that always fires a lot of with a first-time starter, so that was noteworthy. And then caught a tough group, I thought, in the Oaks Day allowance race at Churchill, so this looks like a softer spot for Irvadine. Tammy Tap Tap, it's Phil Bauer. I just draw a line through the last race on the turf. The two synthetic races in January and February at Turfway were good, and I think this horse has the pedigree that could certainly handle the dirt. Jersey Pearl, it's Saez, has won the only time that she was on dirt. Forgo Island won in the debut for Lobo, and I'm like you, I like the Lobo horses. And so I think that horse is going to be on my ticket. And then Cherry Air, the 80 Buyer, and the Maiden Win. And then they went up, put her up against the likes of South Lawn and Pretty Mischievous next time out, and she was just in over her head. So much softer spot here. So those are the five for me that I'm going to use, with Irvadine being the win pick. We've talked about the Kirtana. The last leg of the pick four is a maiden for three and up at 6.5 furlongs. And how did you shake this one out?
Well, this one is my other one that I could be singling here. Mulliken looks like an absolute standout here. 93 Buyer, second time out at Keeneland. Ran second both races at Keeneland. Caught a really tough horse in Equivoke. Second time out, but this one ran right behind her. Got beat length and a quarter after losing by a nose first time out at Oaklawn. So this one is the logical winner, and it's the other option for a single. And the way we talked about those two middle races, maybe you could go single early, single late, and as many as you can take in the second and third leg. I'm also going to use Cusp, first-timer for Paulo Lobo. Corrales, his go-to rider here, rides for him. He's 22%. And as we just talked about earlier, he won first time out at Turfway. He's 24% first-time starter. So Paulo Lobo is the reverse of Belmont. He gets him ready early, and he wants to win early. So I'm going to use Cusp in here. I don't think any of the horses that run can come close to Mulliken. Cusp is an unknown, so I will go ahead and double my ticket just in case Cusp is a really good firer for Paulo Lobo.
I took Paddington on top here. It's a first-time starter for the Cox Barn, just on that angle, just the connections. But Mulliken is right there with that one, with that 93 Buyer, and has a nice Pletcher prospect that beat Mulliken. Space debuted at Saratoga. So that's the Belmont Barn for Claiborne and Adele Dilschneider. And debuting at Saratoga suggests that they have a high opinion of this one. So, and Usias is riding. He's been riding very well. Cusp, I've got as a Lobo first-timer with some good works. And then the 10, De La Kellis, Rusty Arnold's second time out, had a bit of a troubled start first time. So with the way I'm structuring my ticket, I'm just going to go five deep in here. I think Paddington or Mulliken, I'd be comfortable just going with those two. But I'm going to go five deep because I'm only going to end up with a $50 ticket. Unlike you, I considered singling Kapuna, and the ticket was going to be so small if I did that. I thought I'm going to throw in one more horse, make it a $50 ticket. So I'm going to use Perfect Flight, that Peter Miller shipper. So 1-7 in the eighth race. Then 1-3-6-8-9, all the five that I mentioned in leg two. I'm just going to go Miss Yearwood and Sparkle Blue, 5-10 in the Kirtana. And then 1-3-4-10-11, 5 in the maiden race to wrap it up for a $50 ticket. How'd you put yours together?
Mine's a little different. I went 2-6-7 in the first leg, with 2-4-6-8, with 2-5-7-10, with 1-4, and that's a $48 ticket. But I will, after we talked about that second leg, and you've got two different horses that I've got, and I went four deep and you went five deep, I think I'm going to go all in that race, and I'm going to play another ticket that goes 7 with all with one. And that's only a $54 ticket, and you've got a strong single to start, and if Mulliken is the real deal in the end, you got a shot to catch a price in those middle legs. So that's another alternative, but my main ticket is going to be a $48 ticket.
Yeah, that all in the middle is an interesting way to play it, because sometimes if you could get lucky and catch, you know, a couple of it could either be one big price or two kind of, you know, low double-digit prices or something, and you could get a nice return. Because that maiden race, you know, even if Mulliken's a big favorite, you know, it's maidens, first-timers, you know, I think, and there's not, people aren't going to be able to watch the tote board in advance of it, so that tends to make the payoff, I think, a little bigger, even if you've got a low price in there.
Yeah, I agree. I think the money is going to be spread there some, and I think Kapuna is an obvious choice for the first leg if he shows up.
Best of luck for everybody for your plays on the Saturday card at Churchill or wherever you are playing. Some really nice races around the country this weekend for the Memorial Day holiday. Best of luck. We'll be back next week for another edition of the In the Money podcast. A note to simulcast players in the Central Kentucky area. If you go to the simulcast facility at the Red Mile, it is actually going to be closed next week. The Railbird concert is there next weekend. So it'll be open Memorial Day. And then the next time it'll be back open will be on June the 7th, the Wednesday of Belmont Stakes Week. So just make a note of that if you go to the simulcast facility at Red Mile to play the races, play through your Keeneland Select account next week. Best of luck this weekend. And that's the In the Money podcast from KeenelandSelect.com.